It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest show to get a reboot and the movies battling out at the box office this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Will Tekashi 6ix9ine be alive to earn the $10 million he was just offered?
Romero has your sports.
And New England Patriots, I know that you're 6-0 and absolutely violating all of your opponents, but Melissa's going to let you know how you can fix your team.
But first, yes. A Cambridge police officer shot themselves in the leg yesterday afternoon. It was outside of police headquarters. The officer was taken to the hospital for treatment of a leg injury and is in good condition. The officer has not been identified, but has been with the Cambridge police for 20 years. Stop laughing. They were returning from lunch and the gun went off while they were getting out of their personal car.
So he's alive.
Well, we don't know if it's a him or a her. So
they're alive.
Yes.
Let the jokes commence. Johnson, congratulations. Oh, you officially can go out on field duty. Here's your gun. Be careful with it.
Don't worry about it, sir. I've been waiting for this moment my entire life.
I got this.
I'll just put it in my pocket. Oh, so carefully next to my keys.
Bow! Well, if they had taken a gun class like me, yeah, you would know that I forget the name of it. I think it's called direction. It's called safe direction. The only safe direction is when your gun is pointing where no one can get hit.
Well, the only safe direction when you're a man is nowhere near your nuts. So apparently he got it right.
Well, there have been a million reboots, and here's the latest. Reports say that Will Smith's entertainment company, Westbrook Inc., is bringing back The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now, they haven't released a whole lot of details, but apparently it's going to be some kind of spinoff, so we'll see. And speaking of Will Smith, his new movie, Gemini Man, is out. He plays a top assassin hunted by his younger clone. I can't wait to see that one. Have you seen the preview of him like next to his young self? It's really cool. And then there's the animated version of The Addams Family. And Snoop Dogg voices Cousin It. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Chris Brown wants to take his woman with him everywhere he goes. And since that's not really possible, he did the next best thing. Painted a mural of her face on his tour bus.
Oh,
Chris's girlfriend and rumored baby mama number two, Amika Harris, both shared a picture of the mural on their Instagram accounts with the caption, "We're going to flip this bus." Chris and Amika have been dating off and on for years, and there's been talk she is pregnant with his second child, although neither of them have confirmed that. Iggy Azalea clapping back at T.I. You'll remember T.I. signed Iggy to his label back in 2011, but then cut ties with her in 2015. Well, T.I. recently went so far as to say signing Iggy was a mistake. That quote, "I'm still actively looking for another female rapper who can undo the blunder of Iggy Azalea. That is the tarnish of my legacy as far as being a music executive is concerned."
What?
Well, as you can expect, Iggy didn't appreciate the comments, posting and then deleting a tweet that called T.I. salty and that, quote, "He is a huge misogynist and has never been able to have a conversation with any woman in which he doesn't speak like a fortune cookie."
No, see.
I love that. I think that's hilarious.
I think T.I.'s mistake was trying to make Iggy Azalea like a long-term thing, but I think for a quick hot minute, she was pretty successful
in her early. I mean, she's listened.
She owned a couple months in 2000.
Yeah, she owned the summer. Okay, but I mean,
she doesn't have long term. You know, she's not Tom Brady. She was
Sally Walker song she put out wasn't bad.
What song?
Little Sally Walker walking down the street. He didn't make
him. All I know is I'm seven.
And Tekashi 6ix9ine may be the most wanted man in the world right now, but he's about to have a lot of money. After giving up some of his former gang member friends on the stand recently, Tekashi got his potential jail sentence reduced, and it looks like he'll be getting out next year, although that's not official yet. But waiting for him when he gets out, a $10 million record and touring deal with his former label 10K Projects. Sources say he'll get the money in return for putting out two albums, one in English and one in Spanish. And of course, this is all contingent on him getting a light sentence, which we'll find out when. He's getting sentenced in December. He had faced 47 years in jail, but is expected to get out early next year. Here's Romero with sports.
Yeah, Melly the Greek looked good in the first half. She said the Patriots weren't going to cover the 17-point spread against the Giants.
And not to bet.
Oh, this was the cha-chong?
Yeah. That was her cha-chong lock
of
the week.
Never bet with me.
And it was a 7-point game at halftime. It looked close. It looked like the Patriots weren't going to cover the spread. But, of course, they are the Patriots, and they just ran off with it in the second half to win 35-14. Tom Brady surpasses Peyton Manning for second on the all-time passing yardage list. Now he's behind Drew Brees for that. Josh Gordon left the game after twisting his knee. But good news, Rob Gronkowski might come back. I wish Leroy was here for this one.
He's not.
Apparently, he hasn't officially signed his retirement papers yet, so people are like, he hasn't officially signed his retirement papers.
Late action from the Yay area.
Gronk's coming back. Oh, Yay area.
Not happening.
Yay area. No, it's Gronk. He probably just forgot. By the way, he actually, he said a classic line in his pregame show monologue. This is when he was talking about Julian Edelman and compared him to a squirrel.
He's furry, he's cute, he's elusive, he's feisty, and most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
I love it. I love it. I think he did great last night. I do. He's going to be perfect for the role that they have him in.
Yeah, which is not a serious role. Patriots' next game is going to be October 21st versus the Jets. You're not going to see them for almost 2 weeks. It's a Monday night game. Bruins lost against the Avalanche 4-2 last night. And in baseball, the Astros move on to the ALCS because they beat the Rays 6-1. They're going to face the Yankees in the ALCS. And things tonight, the NLCS kicks off with the Nationals visiting the Cardinals. Tomorrow, the Bruins have their home opener hosting New Jersey, and we have your tickets. We have your chance to go to that at 7:30, so be here. It's going to be very easy. All you got to do is call in and answer a very simple would-you-rather question that is going to ruin your weekend. That is Yo Sports.
All right, and your good news today. So there are a group of high school band members in Michigan, and they had been practicing, getting ready for the football season. The only problem, the school didn't have enough students for the football team. So there was a band with no team to play for. Well, as fate would have it, the football team in a neighboring town had a football team, but no student band, so the team invited the band to come and play for them, and the band said, why not? And even though it was raining, they went and played their hearts out for another school. The team loved it and told the band that they were welcome to come back and play more games in the future.
That would be an amazing movie if the team was like from like this really, really like hick white trash town, and the band was like Drumline, and they were forming things in the middle of the field, and people being like, what's going on here, Mabel?
God, that's your good news, and this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. Peace of mind driving you deserve, they provide.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Romero. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.